لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Today inshallah we're going to discuss the great, great virtues of the of Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah and the namaz of Jumu'ah and related matters. It is so great that it comes in the Hadith Sharif that if a person does six amals, six actions which are very simple, easy for everyone to do, then every step he takes coming for Jumu'ah namaz, he gets the thawab of one whole year's ibadat plus one whole year's roza thawab. Roza is ibadat, but in the hadith it is mentioned separately again. So for every step, if we were coming for Jumu'ah namaz, if we took 50 steps, that means for 50 years ibadat thawab and 50 years continuously roza thawab. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali, a very great muhaddith, muhaddith al-azim, he says that the most reward that is mentioned for any amal in all the hadith is in this hadith, that this rewards are so great. And this hadith is not a weak hadith, it's an absolutely reliable, strong hadith. So therefore, we should try and observe Jumu'ah properly in our lives and get all the great rewards. Every year, 50, 52 Jumu'ahs come. If today if I'm at the age of 30, how many Jumu'ahs have come in my life? And if I've wasted them all, what does that say? And if it happens that I die without even knowing the value of Jumu'ah, that Jumu'ah is such an auspicious, such a great day, what does that say? That it was there for us all, ready for just to, for the taking, and we did not take it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, at that time already Allah had ordained that Jumu'ah is the most auspicious and the greatest day of the week. When Musa alayhi salam came, he was offered Jumu'ah. But his people, Bani Israel, were very zitty, stubborn people. They insisted on Saturday. He explained to them also, Jumu'ah is a great day, but they insisted. So Allah gave them Saturday, and we still today, they celebrate as their big day of the week, their Sabbath. When the Christians came, Allah offered them also, and informed them also that Jumu'ah is the special day, but they chose Sunday. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who in all matters was guided towards righteousness, he chose Jumu'ah. So we have got the day which was the great day. And we have got it, but now how much are we appreciating this day? Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a great wuzurg. As most of us know today, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Zakaria Sahib, Maulana Badri Alam was known to the subcontinent people as a great wuzurg. He was from Meerut in India. He was teaching in Jabir, but he had made hijrah to Medina Sharif, and he passed away in Medina Sharif. And in fact, there in Jannatul Baqi, after about 6 months, they reburied in the same grave also. Three times they opened his grave, and every time they found his body 100% intact. And then they put a stone there, that this grave must not be opened anymore. His son, Maulana Aftab Sahib, was asked that what in your opinion was that Allah has given this great honor to your father. He said, because his utmost respect for a hafiz of Quran. If a little child, 7, 8 years was also a hafiz, he wouldn't stretch his legs in front of that child because he's got Quran Sharif in his heart. So all this respecting Adhan, respecting Quran, it gives us great, great return by Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, many people in South Africa were bayat to Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahib. And when he used to go for Hajj Umrah, those days Umrah was very less, people should go for Hajj. They should then relate and sit in his company. So he told certain people of South Africa, see, you people in South Africa, You make Sunday your big day. You give your children the proper part of the week also on for a Sunday. The best meal you prepare for a Sunday afternoon. And your best dressing that you want to wear, you wear it on a Sunday. Change all that for Friday. Prepare the best meal of the week for a Friday. Everyone likes food. And the day you're going to get your best food, automatically you're going to look forward to that day. He said, your children, bath them and give them the best clothes to wear, according to Islamic ethos, the best clothes on a Friday. Everyone, especially children and women, they like clothes, nice clothes. So the day you're going to wear your best clothes, you look forward to that day. If you are giving your children spending money, give them a little bit more for Friday. And if you are not giving them, give them something for Friday. People like money also, and the day they're going to get money, they look forward. So in a very subtle, beautiful way, he highlighted the importance of the day of Jumu'ah, that automatically it will come into our heart. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, Sayyidul Ayyam Yawmul Jumu'ah. The best, the king of days is the day of Jumu'ah. Khairu Yawmi Tatla'u Fihi Shams Al-Jumu'ah. The best day in which the sun rises is the day of Jumu'ah. And as we go along, each one thinks, how much am I paying importance to Jumu'ah? So much in the Hadith, so much from Allah Ta'ala's side. But in my life, is there a little importance for Jumu'ah? Or is it just like one more day? The most that we do, prepare for Jumu'ah and we come for Jumu'ah namaz. But from Thursday Maghrib, when Maghrib, Jumu'ah day sets in, till Friday, there are those ulama who have passed away now, who we know, that for a Jumu'ah, they wouldn't actually, they don't take any phone calls also. From Thursday Maghrib till Friday Maghrib, only Durood Sharif in the house. Everyone must just be reading Durood Sharif. So like that, the importance of the day of Jumu'ah. There was a businessman in Porches Room, and once it happened that I was there on a Friday morning, Jumu'ah, and I went to meet him, and I asked him the incident that I heard about him. I would like to listen to it from his own mouth. So he related to me. He was a big businessman of appliances, cash and carry appliances, very big businessman. And he went for a business with a white Afrikaner man in the days of apartheid. So we can't understand what it was now today, atmosphere, in the 70s. And they went to China, and they were on a Sunday, they were invited for lunch, dinner. So he told his partner that we are invited, let us go. So he said, I'm sorry, I can't go. It's my big day. I have to bring my Bible. So he was so far from home, and he was a traveler, but he observed and he prayed his Bible. At night they were invited again. That was for lunch, now for dinner at night. So this Muslim man again told him, we are invited, let us go. He said, no, it's my Sunday, it's my big day. Then he came back, then he thought, a non-Muslim who hasn't got the right day, Jumu'ah, the Sunday is not the big day. And he, so much he adheres to it, me as a Muslim, and what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught me, and I don't observe it. From that time, his whole life, he didn't open his shop on a Jumu'ah. And he only after Allah Ta'ala said, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ, when Jumu'ah namaz is complete, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, now spread out on the earth, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, and seek rosy from Allah Ta'ala. And that rosy has got lots of barakat in it, the rosy of after Jumu'ah. So, and alhamdulillah, quite a few people, they stopped doing their business professionals. They did not go to the surgeries on a Jumu'ah. They tell Jumu'ah namaz. So Allah give us tawfiq to a Jumu'ah, we set it aside. Nothing else to be done. Only the ibadat of Jumu'ah we must do. And there is so much to be done that it's difficult to manage it all. Even just little bit of what we have to do to manage it. But at least if our name can come in the list, that we were those people who tried. So as I mentioned at the beginning, there are six amal to do, which are known amongst the religious people, the ulama, the academic people, that amal is sitta liyawm al-jum'ah. Six amal for the day of Jum'ah. The first of them is to bath and wear clean clothes. That inshallah all Muslims do. That we bath for a Jum'ah, we wear clean clothes. Second is to come walking for Jum'ah. That we are quite negligent, and today our setup is such, masjids are far, and we travel by car. Those were the days when Muslims were in walking distance. So anyway, itself, if we come, but try and pass not as close as possible to the masjid, but as far as possible, especially for a Jum'ah, and then walk. How many more steps we take, so much more we are going to get sawab. So the second is walking. The third is to come as early as possible. And by early it meant that when the imam stands up for the khutbah, that by this time we should be in the masjid proper. We shouldn't be sitting outside in the parking area by the toilet. We should be in the masjid proper. Because till that time, the malaika record the names of each one that comes for Jum'ah. When the imam stands up for khutbah, then they close their register. And they also come and sit down and they listen to the khutbah. So we should have our names registered. If our names are not registered, does not mean our Jum'ah will not be made. But our name only in that register, which is no small thing. And now also we come, our names are registered. What a great, great thing, Malaika registering our names. And then the fourth thing is that we should come and sit as close as possible to the Imam. Many people observe the other things. And we today, if we come to the masjid, we are not pushed on a wheelchair, even if we are healthy. During the days when the kings were ruling, they should be carried to the masjid. And they should be put to place there. Today we come walking. But we should try and come as much as possible walking. So, and then sit as close as possible to the imam. Unfortunately, many of us who do come early, we sit at the back, we sit on the side, or we just sit casually, even out of the masjid we sit. We should come and sit as close as possible. On one occasion, we had gone to see Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib in Masjid Abrar in Lanesia. And when it was Zohar time, we all went for Zohar. So we all went before, and Maulana made his wudu, got prepared and came later. When we were in the masjid, Maulana walked in, and we did not know, so we learn all the time we learn, and we have to learn some more. So we also standing all scattered and making our sunnah of Zohar. Maulana walked in from the door and he walked to the place behind the imam. And as he walked, he announced loudly and said, when there is place in the first serve, to make your namaz anywhere else is doing a great harm to yourself. You are losing out great, great sawab. You are going to be making namaz wherever you are, just a few more steps. And when namaz stands up jamaat, then you're not going to stand off scattered. All are going to come forward. So it's just a matter of time. Just a little bit time yourself and come earlier. And sit in the salah. And this will also show the great discipline of Muslims. The correct thing is, we start the salah with the place directly behind the imam. That is the most valuable. That's got the most reward. And then one to the right, one to the left. In this way, you fill the first serve. And don't start the second serve until there is place in the first serve. First, fill the first serve. And don't start the third serve until the second serve is not full. In this way, it will show we are disciplined people. Otherwise, if somebody comes and sees somebody sitting in that corner, somebody sitting casually at the back, it's like we are totally undisciplined. And Islam teaches us discipline to a great, great extent. In fact, our teaching like namaz, the straightening of the stuff, making namaz with takbir e-ula, when the imam says Allahu Akbar, everyone joins the imam. This shows this is more precise military training than what is given in a military camp. In the military camp, in the army, how they train the soldiers very, very thoroughly. Islamic teaching is even more thorough than that also. The first thing is to listen attentively. If there is a pre, if Jummah talk, listen to that. And the khutbah especially, though we don't understand the Arabic, but listen attentively. It's not a time to take our 40 winks. It's not a time to be daydreaming, etc. We should listen attentively. If we don't listen attentively, we are half sleepy. So Maulana is giving bayan and saying that when you go on safar, then namaz is half. But we were half sleeping and we hear what soothes us. So we heard Maulana say namaz is maaf. So how many of us when we go on safar, we don't make namaz? And when we ask, Maulana say namaz is maaf. No, Maulana didn't say namaz is maaf, he said namaz is half. Zohar, Asr, Isha, instead of four, you read two. Maulana said, viyaj haram here. Viyaj interest. But we don't like to hear that interest is haram. And we like to hear that we heard piyaj haram. Onions are haram. And the woman folk, they want onions when the onions are the most expensive. When onions are cheap, they don't need. But when they are very expensive, then they don't want it tomorrow, now. They want it yesterday. Now and now. Bring the onion. So it suits us fine to go home and say that Maulana says, no more, we can eat the onions. Maulana says, piyaj is haram. Maulana didn't say piyaj is haram. He said, piyaj, that we don't want to hear, interest is haram. So we should listen attentively. Many things we don't listen to properly, and then it causes a lot of confusion. And we cause a lot of arguments and fights also. We should listen properly. And the sixth thing is that don't do anything useless. Like playing with your glasses or putting your topi right. If you got handcuffs, you are playing with your handcuffs, your watch. Just that how we sit motionally for khutbah, and like that you should be in namaz. No extra movement in namaz also, not in khutbah, not even when listening to the khutbah or the bayan. Six simple things. What are they? To recap again, to bath and wear clean clothes, to come walking, to come as early as possible, to sit as close as possible to the imam, to listen attentively and not to do anything useless. So simple. And a person who does that, for every step he takes for coming for Jumu'ah namaz, one whole year's ibadat sawab. And one whole year's roza sawab. Really every Jumu'ah. And this is just for coming for Jumu'ah. Then if we observe the whole Jumu'ah from Friday, from Thursday, Maghrib time, till Friday, Maghrib, how much we will gain? According to some ulama, the night of Jumu'ah is more valuable than Laylatul Qadr also. Laylatul Qadr, Allah says, خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ الشَّهْرِ, better than 1,000 months. A month has got about 30 days in it. So better 31 nights is better than 30,000 nights. And we don't have to wait for Ramadan to find that night. Every Jumu'ah we can get that night. It comes in the hadith, a person who reads Alif Lam means Sajda, Alif Lam means Tanzeer, and Surah Mulk, Tabarak al-Ladhi, beginning of 29th Supara, between Maghrib and Isha, he gets the sawab of making ibadat in Laylatul Qadr. So we can get all that sawab. A person who reads the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ till the end, about two pages, just over two pages. A person who reads it at night, any part of the night, then he gets the sawab as though he made ibadat the whole night. So much sawab he gets. So this is the time for us to achieve. And for Jumu'ah, all ibadat, the sawab is multiplied by 70. Much more the reward is on a Jumu'ah. Like all ibadat for Ramadan, the faraz is multiplied by 70. For ibadat for Jumu'ah, it's also multiplied by 70. So we should observe the day of Jumu'ah. So those were amal sitta liyawm al-Jumu'ah. Then there are certain other amal which are known as amal khassa liyawm al-Jumu'ah. Some special amal for the day of Jumu'ah. One of them is we should wake up earlier on a Jumu'ah than normal. For example, whatever time Fajr is, we are getting up at 4:30, 5 o'clock. We know we go toilet, make wuzu, make our sunnah. We are in time for namaz. But Jumu'ah try and get up earlier. Even if it's 5 minutes earlier. The whole objective is to wake up much more earlier and engage in more ibadah. But that is the purpose of getting up earlier. But even if we get up 5 minutes earlier than usual, whatever our time is, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, half past five in winter, whatever the time, just even 5 days, we have made amal on that sunnah. But try and get up even more earlier, and then you can make some tahajjud, make some du'as, etc., which are the two main ibadahs of the night, tahajjud and du'a. So that is one. The other is to go and visit the qabristan. In that also we are very neglectful. We hardly really go. Only when there is a janazah we go to the qabristan. And the object of visiting the qabristan, that also we must get correct. It is not to go and make isali sawab. That we should do every day wherever we are. For isali sawab, for passing sawab to the marhumin, mustn't be that we have to, it's not that we have to go to the qabristan. Wherever we are, read 3 times Qulhu Allah. Read 10 times La ilaha illallah. Whatever we read, and read one to ruku of the Quran Sharif, one to para, and pass it to our marhumin. That we should do all the time. But at least once a week we should go in, visit the qabristan, and preferably, till today we will see that the Jews go on a Saturday to their graveyards. The Christians go on a Sunday. Muslims, we have become very neglectful. MashaAllah, almost every town there are brothers who do go on a Jummah, but the numbers are far too small. We should all try and go on a Jummah to the qabristan. And the object of it is to remind us, this is my final abode. My dream house which I want to build is here. How perfect I want my bedroom, everything. I want it like this. Everything must be in my hands, reach. I have to prepare more than that for my cover. How I want in this world, I want the best car, I want the best holiday. More than all that, this is the place I'm going to stay forever. My dream world and my dream house is the cover. That small place of about 2 or 3 cubic meters, this is the place I'm going to stay. Ila yawmi yub'athun, till the day of Qiyamah. And what is maut? One aspect of the definition of maut. Maut is that the time you can't do anything for your benefit, for your defense, for to save yourself from harm. Like now, if somebody fights with you, you fight back, you try and hit him also. And if you can't do that, you run away at least. But khabar, you can't fight back, you can't run away. You just have to stay there and face the consequences. And you can do nothing whatsoever. Nothing in your defense, and you can't run away from there also. So we have to think of that. So for that reason, on a Friday, we should try to go to go and visit. Read Surah Kahf. Read every day the first 10 ayahs, and every night the last 10 ayahs. And Jummah, try and read the whole Surah. So the Surah Kahf will protect us from Dajjal. And Dajjal's fitna is of materialism, of material things, worldly life, love of dunya, love of money, which today unfortunately is gone into the crevices of our blood and our heart. The love of dunya, everyone wants to have a smart house. Everyone wants to have, in this object of life, I must have my own house, smart car, lifestyle, holiday, all that is all what we think of. And even if we make dua, and our health of dunya, that we are worried about. But akhirah, what will happen to us in the qabr? That we, who even makes dua, even for himself, for qabr, for akhirah, siyamah, full siram. These are the things of big worry that we should have. So we should try and prepare. So by reading Surah Kahf, we will be saved from all this materialism, love of dunya, love of all materialistic things. And it does not mean that a person won't get dunya. Dunya, you make effort or you don't make effort. How much Allah has fixed, so much is guaranteed for a person. A person can't get more and he can't get less. If you've got a 200 dirham, which is capacity of 200 liters, water, milk, whatever, and you put one tap there, how much will you get out from there? 200 liters. And if you put 10 taps, 2,000. You're still going to get the same amount. So that you make effort for 1 hour or you make effort for 10 hours, the same amount is going to come. So dunya is baqadri muqaddar, how much Allah has fixed for every person. And when we were in the wombs of our mothers, Allah has written it down. And the original system of the world, 50,000 years before Allah created the world, Allah has written down that if this person will get so much rosy, so much rice, so much bananas he will eat, so much eggs he will eat, in full detail it was written. And when it's in the stomach of your mother, the womb of your mother, it's written down there. No matter how much effort you make, you can't get more. You don't make no effort, you won't get less. What is fixed by Allah, Father? This is a test by Allah that your effort is giving you your rosy, is giving you your health. This is a test from Allah. And forget non-Muslims and atheists, we have failed the test completely. We who have got Muslim labels, how much haven't we failed the test? We also feel how much effort I made. And it shows I make more effort, I'm getting more money. But that is just an outward show. The reality is how much Allah has fixed. So we should read our Surah Kahf on a Friday, visit the Qabristan, use Itar on a Friday. Every day we should try and use, preferably for every namaz, and at least for the day of Jumu'ah. And that also, use it for the pleasure of Allah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, if a person uses Itar, like many people buy very expensive Itar, and exotic and special names of Itar, and they like to show it also when they offer it somebody, they say also it is this, or the way they take it out, if it is done for name and fame, that Itar will have the worst stench on the day of Qiyamah. It should be done for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then there is great, great reward. So those are a few of the Amal al-Khasa, the Yawm al-Jumu'ah, which we should try and observe. And tilawat of Quran, and one very, of course, great, great amal for the day of Jumu'ah is salawat ala nabi. To try and read as much durood. Every day's durood that we read, it is conveyed by an angel. And there is one angel, Farishta, who is at Rauza al-Mubarak, whom Allah has given that capacity, like the antennas we have. That how many people using the cell phone, all of them, they handle them. This one Farishta has got the capacity, whoever, wherever in the world is reading durood, he hears it and he conveys it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then there are other Farishtas who are making gusts, moving around in the world. Whoever is reading durood, they mention it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the person's name and his father's name. What a great honor in its own that our name be taken in the court of Nabi, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's majlis, that my name is taken, my father's name is taken. Just by reading Durood Sharif, we qualify for that. We don't have to pay a huge amount of money. We don't have to make a lot of effort. Just read Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we have qualified for it already. So Durood Sharif, but on a Friday, without the intermediary of the Farishta, whatever durood we read on a Friday goes direct to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So every day we should try and read 100 times durood, and Friday minimum we should try and increase it to 300. And if we make it 313, we see the barakat and anwarat for ourselves. The minimum. Every day minimum 100, and on a Friday, Jumu'ah, 313, even better. And how much more we can read? Read Surah Kahf, read Surah Dukhan on a Friday. Allah burst a palace for that person who reads Surah Dukhan. So these are great amal for the day of Jumu'ah. May Allah let us all understand the great value. And that for every step we take, if we do those 6 simple basic things, for every step, 1 whole year ibadat sawab, plus 1 whole year roza sawab. Allah give us all tawfiq.